Bible verses about relationships. What does Scripture say? Relationships are a gift from God, but they are also complicated to navigate. They can be uplifting and encouraging when they go right, yet confusing and hurtful when they go wrong. If you are struggling in a relationship, Bible verses about relationships offer guidance for how to proceed. Whether you need advice for a friendship, work relationship, or romantic relationship, the Bible has solid advice for you. We will look at several different verses that apply to various types of relationships. As you study and meditate on these verses, you will learn what Scripture has to say about relationships. What does the Bible say about relationships? All types of relationships are recorded in the Bible. You will find family relationships, friendships, partnerships, and even romantic relationships in Scripture. For example, you can study the life of Jacob to learn much about family dynamics. Ruth had a unique romantic relationship with Boaz. David had a legendary friendship with Jonathan. Paul, Barnabas, and John Mark had partnerships that were sometimes good and sometimes rocky. God offers us principles in His Word to know how to navigate the complicated aspects of relationships. The relationships in the Bible are just as varied and difficult as the ones we have today. You will learn many truths by looking through a relationship lens when you read the Bible. Bible verses about relationships. No matter what type of relationship challenge you may be facing, Scripture can help you handle it. The principles in the Bible verses about relationships below show you the value of relationships and what you can do to make them better. As you read through these Bible verses about relationships, pray about how God wants you to apply them to your current relationships. Be loving always. A friend loves at all times. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. A lasting relationship of any kind has this hallmark. Love. Friends must love each other through thick and thin for a relationship to last. If you only show love during good times, you can't be the kind of friend God wants you to be. If your friend only loves you when things are going well, then leaves you when things go wrong, you may need to find a new friend who is more devoted. God will help you show devotion and unconditional love as you meditate on verses about friendship. Sharpen one another. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. When you need to sharpen a knife, you must strike or grind it against another hard metal. The grinding motion smooths away imperfections and restores the knife to its original purpose. In the same way, a good relationship makes you a better person. A friend who sharpens you helps you fulfill your God-given purpose. Look for friends who will speak the truth in love to you. Their constructive criticism can boost your spiritual growth. Also, strive to be the kind of friend who lovingly speaks truth to others. By doing so, you can help your friends reach their full potential. Forgive faults. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9. Any relationship that lasts needs forgiveness. We are all imperfect human beings, and eventually, we will run into misunderstandings, even with those we love. We will hurt others, and others will hurt us. But if you can forgive a fault, love can be restored. However, dwelling on wrongs and refusing to let them go causes angry division and painful separation. You may have been hurt in your relationships, or you may have been the one to hurt others. Forgiveness is the best way to open a new path in a hurting relationship. Avoid arguments. An offended friend is harder to win back than a fortified city. Arguments separate friends like a gate locked with bars. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19. People tend to handle conflict in predictable patterns. Some people withdraw. Others explode. Some people let their feelings leak out through passive aggression. None of these methods strengthen relationships. Rather, they tear relationships apart and set both parties in a self-designed prison. You will inevitably run into disagreements, but you can choose not to argue. By handling differences with respect and a cool head, you can preserve your relationships. Scriptures on relationships can help you learn ways to handle conflict, and a Christian counselor can also offer wise advice. Betrayal hurts. Even my best friend, the one I trusted completely, the one who shared my food, has turned against me. Psalm chapter 41, verse 19. If you have ever been betrayed by someone close to you, you understand the unique pain David describes in this verse. It hurts when you share your life with someone, and then they reject or betray you. This relationship problem can turn into bitterness if not handled properly. If you are suffering from this kind of relationship pain, you can consult with a Christian counselor to overcome rejection and betrayal. Serve one another. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. All believers are free because Jesus set us free from sin and death. But we aren't allowed to use our freedom to mistreat others. God calls us to have servant hearts in our relationships. We are to give selflessly, always considering the other person's needs before our own. We can follow Jesus, example, in serving one another. Love as Jesus did. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. John chapter 13, verse 34. Jesus set the bar high for us because he wants the best for us. Remember that on the night before his death, he washed all the disciples' feet, even the feet of Judas who betrayed him. God will empower you to show this kind of love in your relationships. He will help you love even when it is hard. This is one of the best Bible verses for couples because it always brings you back to Jesus as your example. No pretense is allowed. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. This is one of the truest Bible verses on relationships because God calls us to be authentic in all our dealings. We can fake feelings, but others know deep down when we are pretending to love them. To really love others, you must remove your mask and take risks. Love can be costly, but lasting connections are only made when you risk your heart. God will help you courageously love others without hiding behind masks. Lay down your life. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John chapter 15, verse 13. Great love requires sacrifice. You don't have to literally die for someone else to prove your love for them. However, you may need to die to yourself many times in your relationships to make improvements. Putting others first usually requires a sacrifice on your part. You may need to give up time, energy, or personal preferences for someone else's benefit. When you do this, you love others the way Jesus did. It's the highest form of love, with the most potential for rewarding relationships. Christian counseling for relationship problems. No matter what kind of relationship problem you have, you can use Bible verses about relationships to find guidance and advice. But if you are stuck on a particular issue with your friend, coworker, business partner, or romantic interest, you may need additional help. A Christian counselor can offer specific and compassionate advice for whatever type of relationship problem you are facing. Use these Bible verses about relationships to gain insight and encouragement. But if you still have questions about how to handle your relationship problem, don't be afraid to reach out for professional help. Please give us a call. Our team of highly skilled counselors will come alongside you in your relationship problem and help you move forward.